Our reading is from Isaiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. The word that Isaiah, son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains and shall be raised above the hills. All the nations shall stream to it. Many people shall come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways and that we may walk in his paths." For out of Zion shall go forth instruction and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations and shall arbitrate for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord, the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. Well, the trees are up and decorated. The color on the altar and the banners has been changed. The Advent wreath is out, and now one candle is lit. But what is it with these music selections, William? It looks like Christmas all around us here in the church. And out in the community and in our homes, everywhere we go, Christmas music is playing. I mean, I know that we wouldn't sing Deck the Halls here in church, but there are at least 15 or 20 good Christmas hymns in this hymnal. If we don't start singing them now, we're not going to get to them all before Christmas. What are we waiting for? I'm actually being a little dishonest with you all this morning, teasing William about music selections when he has done just what he should do, just what myself and the other pastors have asked him to do this Advent. Be mindful not to jump ahead. Henry Nouwen wrote, "Waiting is not a very popular attitude. Waiting is not something that people think about with great sympathy. In fact, most people consider waiting a waste of time." But this Advent season, I implore us all to do just this. Let us experience this season of preparation, watching, and yes, waiting that is Advent. Jesus will arrive in the manger soon enough. Let's not rush to get there just because the shopping centers and the radio are already playing "O Little Town of Bethlehem" and "Away in the Manger" on repeat. Let us, the church, not miss the journey by being so focused on the destination. If we will allow this space and our hearts to be places of patience and waiting, while everything around us is busyness and distraction, I promise you, when we all light candles and sing Silent Night, finally, on Christmas Eve, it will be more meaningful and holy than it would be if we jumped ahead right now. And so, we enter into Advent this week by looking not at one of the many wonderful stories with angels and promises of miraculous births, but by going back to the book of the prophet Isaiah. This scripture is perfectly appropriate for the Advent season as we remember that we are waiting not just for Jesus to arrive as a baby, But we are also waiting for Jesus to arrive again in full glory at the end of what we call time. Here in Isaiah, we read of a vision of a glorious day when all the nations will journey to the mountain of the Lord, seeking out the Lord and his ways, asking God to show them how to follow in his pathways. A glorious day when, with God's laws in their hearts and minds, they will turn to one another, those who were friends and those who were enemies, and they will realize that they have no need of weapons of war any longer. A glorious day when swords will be turned to plowshares, spears to pruning hooks, instruments of death and destruction converted to tools for tending earth, nurturing life. What are we waiting for? This for sure. The Reverend Dr. Stacy Simpson Duke says that in these few short verses, Isaiah takes us to the mountain and shows us what our hearts are actually tuned to. A day when all people will press toward God's house to together be taught and be changed. And Duke asks this question of us during the Advent season. Why is it easier to pin our hopes on Christmas gifts and holiday feasts than to open ourselves to the possibility of believing in the seemingly impossible, the possibility of peace on earth and goodwill for all? Do we believe a day like the one Isaiah speaks of will actually come? The world around us, Christmas carols and bright lights notwithstanding, tells us a very different story, does it not? Divisions among nations, within nations, seem set in stone. They feel incapable of ever being healed. Names like Cupcake and Anaya make us vividly aware of the brokenness and evil that can prevail, that make all seem endlessly, hopelessly dark. But here is where I ask us to look at that very last verse today and take heart and take action. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. What are we waiting for? Isaiah painted a beautiful picture of a day to come, but he also reminds the chosen people that there was ample light to walk in God's pathways already. And here today, as followers of Christ, we too should be mindful of that same truth, for it is today as it was then. Christ has come in the manger. Christ will come again someday. But in the in-between where we live and breathe today, there is the light of Christ burning in our hearts and minds. In the in-between time, we can experience the coming of Christ each and every day by living as those who look at the people around us and see not friends or enemies, but fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. In the in-between time, we can be the coming of Christ as we move along the pathways that God is leading us upon, doing and living as he is empowering us to do through the Spirit he has placed within each one of us. What are we waiting for? Christ has not come again yet, but he has come once. And his light does shine in and through us. The day when the nations beat swords into plowshares, spears into pruning hooks, is not likely to be today, That is true enough. But as God's people, we can do our part to live eternally, His laws in our hearts, His pathways our own. As we leave here today, let us not be just those who wait passively, but as those who wait actively, working diligently to beat our barbs into balms, our hate into love, our uncertainty into hope. Let us live as people of the holy mountain today, tending the earth, nurturing life, and welcoming, inviting all to join us there. No need to wait. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you have surely given us enough light to walk your pathways. And if we are living in your path, others are sure to see your light as well. It is a dark world. It is mysterious and unexplainable to us how some of the things that happen here happen. But we know, Lord, that you are in us and you are with us. Help us, Lord, to stay on your path and guide others that they may join us there. In your Son's name we pray today. Amen.